Yes, it's supposed to rain this weekend. I'll be better next time.
I'm gonna ask you.
Well, it should be.
Are we on? We're on the air?
Then let's have one.
And go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We're in our HUNCA session. The date is March 29th, 2019. Time is 10:04 a.m. We are on day 5. First agenda item is prayer. Congressman Potts, would you say a prayer for us, please, sir?
Lord, we just thank you for today. Thank you for the rain and thank you for the opportunity to serve the Osage people. Just be with us here at this table today and help guide our decisions, help guide our actions. Help us make good decisions that move our nation in the right direction. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Atia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Congressman Big Horse informed me that he would be out of state today and Monday, and Congressman Maker is still recovering from surgery. Agenda item 3 is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Move to approve the journal of March 28th, 2019.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Edwards.
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Okay, seeing none, moving on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday, and we considered Resolution ONCR 1902, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to Expedia and its owned affiliates. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. And at this time, I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1902 on General Order Day 2.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 1902. To today's agenda on first reading, made by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Was that the agenda? Is that the motion?
General Order Day 2. When
General Order Day 2. My apologies.
Yes. No problem.
It was seconded. Is everyone clear of the motion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. The resolution is advanced. Any other standing committees to report out? Congresswoman Edwards.
No, I was just going to go on first reading.
Okay. Are there any other standing committees to report out? Okay, seeing none. We're on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 1928. It is an act to set the amount of the gaming dividend to the nation for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. The companion bill with that is ONCA 1929, an act to amend 14 ONC section 12101 and 12105 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, ONCA 1928 and ONCA 1929 are both assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 1903, It's a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liabilities Company Act. Be it resolved by Congress of the Osage Nation, whereas, number one, the Osage Nation is a sole member of both Osage LLC and Tallgrass Economic Development LLC. Number two, the Osage Nation passed ONCR 1825 to designate Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as a subsidiary company of Osage LLC, and it was signed on September 25th, 2018. Number three, the date of that change in designation has caused a bookkeeping and auditing disruption, and number four, the Osage Nation finds it in the interest of the nation to make the official date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated a subsidiary company of Osage LLC the first day of fiscal year 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Osage Nation hereby states the official date that Tallgrass Economic LLC became a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC is October 1, 2018. I'd also like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1903 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 1903 to general order day two.
On today's agenda.
On today's agenda. It was seconded. I didn't hear who seconded that.
Congresswoman
Lemon. Okay, it's a rule suspension, so there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Okay, motion fails. ONCR 1903 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place resolution number ONCR 1904 on first reading on today's agenda.
A motion by Congresswoman Goodfox to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1904 on today's agenda on first reading. It was seconded by Congressman Potts. And it's a rule suspension, so there's no discussion. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCR 1904, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for the execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1904 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Moving on to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1914, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC section 1-102 to make the number of days for temporary membership consistent and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to ONCR 1820, a resolution to provide for an election to amend sections 3 and 5 of Article 6, sections 2 and 4 of Article 7, and sections 4 and 7 of Article 8 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to limit the elected officials and officials appointed confirmed and retained by election to 5 terms of office. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCA 1914 and ONCR 1820 are advanced to general order, third reading on tomorrow's agenda. After engrossment. Next is ONCR 1802. Where is that bill or resolution? ONCR 1902 is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to Expedia and its owned affiliates. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any? Wait. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry. I thought both the bill and the resolution were already read for amendments, were they not?
Yes.
Are you reading ONCR 1820?
No, the one that was moved.
Yeah, that one's already been considered. I had written down ONCR 1902 was advanced to General Order Day 2.
That's fine.
By Congresswoman Goodfox.
Congresswoman Whitehorn made the motion to advance it, but I'm the sponsor.
Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor, and that's what it says on the committee report.
Thank you. I'm clear now.
Hey, are there any amendments to be proposed to ONCR 1902?
No.
Seeing none, ONCR 1902 will be on tomorrow's agenda on third reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 1902 to third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1902 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, and it was seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
Just one no. Okay. Passes. Be after engrossment. And I want to make a correction. I said tomorrow's agenda. I doubt we're going to meet tomorrow, so it will probably be Monday's agenda. Should have said the next legislative day. I'll get better at that. Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to recess for engrossment.
So moved.
Second.
A motion to recess by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Okay, we're in recess for the purpose of engrossment.
This was the resolution.